And I may the words of my mouth and meditations of my heart be and accept what I said, the word of my God. Please be seated. Somewhere behind this paschal candle there is a congregation. Do you inquire among yourselves, that said, a little while, and you shall not see me, and again, a little while, and you shall see me? You know, that's the bishop's words. Here for a little while, and gone. And do you inquire amongst yourself as to why, is he here or not here? It's good to be at All Angels again and to be here. I come here often. Most of you do not know that, but as you all are well aware of my office back here, and it's just a wonderful place to come and to be and to be in the D.C. area. It's a good place to have an office. It's pretty strategically placed, so it's kind of cool. I want you to know, are there times in your life when you're caught by surprise? Things surprise you, come out from behind the doors, behind every place. Life just has a way of surprising us in many ways. You know, you think you have been doing okay, and then suddenly you realize that you have somehow wandered far from the distant shores, that your life is not in the same spot that always seems to travel. You find yourself in some ways maybe balancing your life on the edge of destroying it, toying with things, with evil, sort of hanging out in the wrong places, hanging with the wrong people, reading the wrong stuff and doing the bad things that just expedite your bondage to things other than yourself and to this church. You find that the Christ in your life is the one you haven't been thought of for either months or weeks or maybe years. We often think in many ways of hymns, the liturgy, and somehow they just sort of not there like they used to be. Whether it's been just a week or two or even 20 years, I think human effort is tough. It takes work. But you know, it's all just for a little while, as they say. Jesus says to his disciples, a little while and you shall not see me, and again, a little while and you shall see me. Our passage in John suggests that the present sorrow will bring in itself rejoicing with patience and long suffering if you remain faithful. We know that. These are the words of preparation. The writer prepares us and shares with us these words that Jesus preparing his disciples that in fact he is going, and we all know that he's going to the cross to die and be gone for a few days and to be resurrected. This is really what's behind this passage. But all of life is just for a little while. It is very short, to say the least. There's times that are tough. We have to remain faithful. It will work out okay, and if you just wait a little while, you'll be better for it. It is during these times when we don't see that Jesus, that denial sets in, and unbelief set in. It's during times in life when we think we can do it on our own. Oh, and you remember Peter. Jesus says, thou shalt deny me three times in a little while. A lot can happen in a little while. And somehow we are caught by surprise. Jesus is not surprised. But Peter is surprised. And we are often surprised. Life is rather transitory, you know? It is getting entangled in the cares and riches of pleasures. that these too shall have their end. And yet I think the things that drive us to such destruction in many ways is really fear of loss. We lose something of value, like a friend, a comfort in your life, the things. And we all know when we get things wear off and we are left afraid again. We submit to our Creator. God had to strip the Hebrews of their pride and things in captivity before they would be, in fact, restored to their God. The words, I think, a little while, in many ways are words of encouragement. There's a well-known Anglican preacher. You may have read some of his stuff. I know my good, well-founded priest over here has read some things of Melvin Scott. And he says that the importance of life is not measured by the brevity and consists both in what we leave behind as in what we shall take with us. What will we take with us in a little while? What are the things that we leave behind on the earth in a little while? While a little while lasts, let us do our utmost. I don't know about you, but I graduated from high school in 1969. We will go to our 50th high school reunion this year, and I do get to take Carolee with me because we graduated together from high school. She was not my first date, but we don't need to go down that road.
She was your last date.
She was my last date. That's good. But there was a coach by the name of Chuck Knoll, and he was with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he says, if you want to win, he says, you do the ordinary things better than anyone else does them day in and day out. The ordinary, simple things you do. I think Jesus would agree. Two things straddle our understanding of the energy it takes to endure a little while. Just as two things get in the way, stress of the conflict, tension for endurance. What to do with stress and tension, you know? Do you ever feel like you have reached the breaking point? What think ye of church? Do you think you have had enough of church? The bishop's been here a little while, it's time for him to go. Do you think that maybe you're tired of coming and hearing the same sermons year after year? When you realize that if only you hung in a little longer, if you had known it was just for a short period of time. A number of years ago, has to be at least 10 years ago, I found myself in a desert in Iraq, living in a little trailer, so to speak, and experiencing the rapid movement of rockets over the top of my pooch and landing in the camp. And it went on for hours and hours. Some men just sort of surrendered and figured out a plan of escape. Others put their gym shorts on and their sneakers and went for a run. Others just hid. You know, if they'd only known it was just going to be for a little while. Just a little while. You know, suicide is a big issue these days. And it seems like at least once a week we hear of someone taking their own life. One person told me once that it was a long-term solution to a short-term problem. You just need to wait a little while. It'll be okay. Most situations work themselves out with just a little bit of endurance. Believe me, there are solutions. Doing the little things every day makes a stronger person. I think our very faith is due to God, who by the light of his truth revealed to our wandering footsteps the way of righteousness, said Melvin Scott. I love that. The little steps along the way will tend to lead you to righteousness. You may not be able to walk all the way through morning prayer, but at least you might be able to say the opening prayer. You might be able to mention the Lord's Prayer and call it a morning. But one step at a time, inch by inch, we move forward. Jesus says to his disciples, a little while, and ye shall not see me. And again a little while, and ye shall see me. Our passage in John suggests that at the present sorrow will bring forth rejoicing with patience and long suffering if you remain faithful. The God and honored country pin is just an inch by inch, one step at a time. I think Jesus is giving a prophetic warning to the disciples as he prepares them for him going to the cross. We are challenged, I think, all the time with many things. And each of us must surrender our life to the simple things. But I think the world around us, what you have to be very careful of, the things that surround you in your day, while you walk to the post office, drive your car to the supermarket, is that most of the world out there really does not want you to succeed. Most of them want you to fail. They want you not to be a Christian. They want you to throw in the towel. They want you to join in with them. But we can't. And there's no purpose. What's the point? We stay this course because we want to and because we love our Lord. I want to share one more coach line for you, and then I'll take my absence from this podium. A guy made the name of Bun Phillips. He was the head coach of the Houston Oilers. He says we fail all the time. Have you ever failed at anything? I failed at things. But when you fail, he says, you aren't a failure. You aren't a failure until you start blaming somebody else for your failure. Owning who we are, taking one step at a time, inch by inch, one voice of a gospel message can change the world. And that is where we are. We may not be a large congregation, but we sing with one voice, slowly, rhythmically, in harmony, inch by inch. And the world shall know that they had us just for a little while. May God add these blessings to these words. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.